was Angel's Flight from Shadowfax, and this is Vocal Profiling Live with Sherry Edwards and Tall Blonde Heather. We're a little late in coming on. A show had the opportunity to have Desmond Tutu on, and that was an incredible opportunity. So it ran a little over, and so that's okay with us. He has a lot of good things to say for people, and to people and for the world. The idea of the Rainbow Nation is just incredible. This is Vocal Profiling Live, an audience participation show in which you, the listener, call us and the computer listens to your voice and ta-da, we have a report and we tell you a bit about yourself. Sometimes we answer questions you didn't know you needed to ask. So call us and we'll do some profiles for your voice right online. And you can ask questions such as kind of job you have, problems with your spouse or your job, what's my basic nature. Likely won't be anything that surprises you. It's just the fact that the computer is spitting it out. So your voice really reveals a lot of what's going on about you. Heather, what other things have you heard people talk about and want to know about with their voice?
Well, first of all, I want to say good evening to everybody. I'm glad to be here.
I should have done that, too. You're a good example.
That's okay. And also, we've been had such a wonderfully crazy week. For those of you who are trying to get in touch with us and haven't been able to, we want to say just be a little patient with us. Like I said, it's been a crazy week, and we will get back to you. But some of the things that I've gotten emails and calls about, Sherry, are a lot of things having to do with medical conditions. A lot of that, because I believe that we had spoken about that on our Coast to Coast interview last week, which was wonderful, by the way.
Well, if it comes up, medical conditions, it comes up in the voice, I'll talk about it. But to do something very specific, I have to be prepared with a lot of templates. So that's something we may or may not be able to do. Most of this we're going to do for psychological reasons.
And one of the things that pops out the most is compatibility issues. What can me and my mate do to make us fit a little bit better? Is there something missing? Can you help us out with that?
And I think we're going to see some of that tonight with Rompha and Jay-Z Knight's report that we're going to talk about. We're going to be using a program called InVoice, just the letter N and voice. It's one that I designed and completed over about 20 years. And so the call-in numbers, and we already have a caller on hold that we'll get to in a few minutes, but the toll-free number is 877-270-8714, and toll-free in Canada, 888-861-3519. And there's an alternative number, 530-413-4515. We will be not monitoring the Sound Health at soundhealth.org because I've got so much else, other paraphernalia here trying to do vocal prints. But you can write to us at soundhealth@soundhealth.org and we'll try to get back to you. And the other site that you can write to us is radio@vocalprofiling.com. And that comes directly to me. The Sound Health goes to the office. So I want to make a couple of announcements before we start. Heather just talked about the Coast to Coast interview. That was an incredible experience.
Wonderful. Overwhelming response, exciting, a little overwhelming, but we're thrilled. We're absolutely thrilled the word about vocal profiling is getting out, Sherry. That's wonderful.
And it's all the enlightened ones, well, most of the enlightened ones that are calling us.
We've had an overwhelmingly positive response, which makes us very, very happy.
Well, there's these two people that keep calling and cussing us out because they're getting the answering machine. I'd like to suggest that they take some B5 and just kind of cool out for a bit. And for us, since they're so nasty to us, all it does is put them at the bottom of the pile. Because think about it. What practitioner would want to work with somebody who's got that much negative energy and all that anger and stuff going on? And if they're so arrogant to think that they're the only person calling, that's a bit selfish. So, again, they really need this work. So we just suggest you take the course if you're that excited about bioacoustics and being a part of it.
Absolutely. Then just, we need our practitioners. We need more practitioners out there in the world. We need teachers of our practitioners out there in the world.
Well, I always remember that if you get angry about it, you needed it. And if you love it, you needed it. It's only when you're neutral that you've learned your lessons and you don't need it anymore. So these guys are going on the angry side. But we have 6 lines coming into the office, and when all the lines are full, then it just dumps over into voicemail. And one of the problems is that people are continually hitting the redial, and then that ties up 3 or 4 of the voicemail lines, so everyone's losing. So
it's not the fact that we don't want to answer. Trust me, we do. We're all on the phone at the present time. So we will get back to you, and you can always email us.
Well, there's some people calling, or some people that were answering like midnight and beyond, trying to get to people on the other coast about what's happening. So we are trying to answer this. We're answering hundreds of emails a day, trying to get you referred to people who want to do this for you, and people who have been trained to do it. So,
and we do have a lot of wonderful practitioners out there who we will refer you to, but we need more of those wonderful practitioners.
Hannah, we'll talk about this again on the show, but talk about the classes. We have some free classes that people can jump into. What are the dates of those?
Absolutely. We've got several free online demo classes. Those are 1 hour long, and like I said, those can be done all completely online. Our next one is actually tomorrow from 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. I do believe that one is close to I think it's filled up. I'm not sure, but I think it's close to be filling up. And then our next one after that will be on Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we have our full focus class, which is our practitioner training class. That's the week of the 19th, I believe. And then our next free online demo class after our focus class will be on Wednesday the 30th from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time.
And those are free for people, right?
Exactly.
And we've also put up some more profiles, and three of them by request. Vocal Impressions is a column that's on the front page of BBS Radio, and so I think it's the second set down. And Heather and Don both post profiles of famous people. What new did you post this week?
We've got a new one on Rosie O'Donnell, which I know that you're a big fan of, I think. I think because she stands up for what she believes in, which I think that you do as well.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell me what you thought about Rosie and her beliefs?
Well, I found out that she runs from a gut level, and she really abuses her own body by taking on things that are physically her passions. So we'll read her evaluation in a bit, and we're also going to talk about Ramtha and Jay-Z Knight. That was by request, that we see if their vocal prints were the same, and there's a big surprise there. So we'll be talking about that later on. So I think that's the bit about the announcements. We're also going to talk about what each of the sounds are like as we take callers tonight. So our caller is on the line with us. You've waited patiently through the preemptive part of our show. I don't want to apologize for that because I think it was a great interview. So who do we have on the line?
My name is Laura.
I don't know who came in as the producer, but I can barely hear you. They need to put you on the line so we can hear you.
Oh, okay. My name is Laura. I live in Tampa, Florida. Can you hear me
okay,
now?
Okay. I can barely hear you, Lauren. Heather, do you want to get on the other line and call them and tell them we need them to up the volume on Lauren?
Sure, absolutely.
Because there's some problems. Caller, just be patient
just
with you.
I'm
protecting my phone until they get you back on.
Is it going up any now?
Yes, that's great. Okay, got it.
I put the volume on my phone up, as much as I can.
Okay, well, speak
directly
into the phone.
Okay, it's up as far as it goes.
Okay, we're going to ask you to speak to us about whatever you want us to ask, answer a question about. And I am going to, you might want to turn your radio down because you're going to hear me.
Oh, I'm in the other room in my bedroom now just with the phone.
Okay, well, I can hear
the
radio on here at all.
No, I have it on the computer in the living room, and I'm in here. No,
okay.
I was just curious. I know I had heard you on Coast to Coast, and I was wondering if you could tell anything from my voice, so anything that's missing.
Hold on a second. I'm going to start you talking, and then I'm not going to come back on the line. I'm going to push a button, and you're going to be talking to my computer. So until I get 500 hits, and I'm not going to come back on the line, so you just might have to start rambling here.
Okay.
But just talk about what you want us to answer. You can start with Coast to Coast if you want.
Sure.
I've got the computer set up.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's great. Really good to be talking to you. I'm really excited that I got through to you. Plus, I found a fabulous new station to listen to. I wasn't really familiar with this station before. You've even got Greg Braden and David Icke, all kinds of wonderful people on there. So it's a really great new find. I can't believe I haven't heard of the station before. I've been a Coast to Coast listener forever, and I'm into alternative medicine, and I love the idea of working with sound and color, and I've been getting some chelation therapy and trying to get my nutritional balance going and taking a lot of supplements, and this seemed like another wonderful way to tap into what's going on with my body and and everything. And I don't know exactly what to ask you, since I really hadn't thought about asking you any questions. I was just kind of wondering.
Okay, we got it.
Oh.
We want to eventually have this online so you guys can watch it as it happens.
Oh, would that be interesting?
On your particular chart, you have some very odd information going on. There's some very high octaves in your voice that are just filling up. I've never seen this before.
They get really high when I speak Spanish, which I do on occasion. So I go way up.
This is almost in a mediumship kind of level in your voice. Almost like there's hidden messages underneath your voice as people talk. I'd really like to see your voice using reverse speech, because you have an entire set of octaves at plus one octave above middle C. And if you were really speaking up there, way up there. So there's some hidden information in your chart, and I'd really like to take another kind of vocal print. And if you can get in touch with Heather,
absolutely, you can email me, Heather at vocalprofiling.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'll make arrangements to get a print and see what this high stuff is that's going on here. It's very peculiar.
Okay.
Now, what? Oh, I thought you were saying so. Okay.
I just said okay. I'm sorry. We have a bad connection.
A lot of your voice ends up being in F sharp and G. And F sharp is lower back. It's reproduction for males. It is, boy.
That's interesting.
It's immune system for females.
I'm having problems with my immune system.
Okay.
Trying to build them up.
A lot of activity there, and it's on all levels. It's on body level, it's on nerve level, it's on an emotional level,
mm-hmm.
it's on a gut level,
yeah.
And it's causing some problems with your mobility and being able to get out into the physical and the public and do what you want to do.
Absolutely. You're right on the nose so far. Completely. And I've also been told, I mean, a long time ago, not recently, that's my key as far as singing.
Mm-hmm.
F sharp. I
F-sharp?
Don't know. I think I can sing in other keys, but I think I had been told that by a choir person or something a long, long time ago. We're talking ages ago, but that I hadn't heard that since then from you, and I'm sure you're on target.
Well, you do have some circulatory issues dealing with oxygen and dealing with adenine triphosphate, ATP, which is part of the Krebs cycle of the body. That's really low, so you're probably experiencing some fatigue. Your spleen is involved.
Could you spell that again? ATP?
And just put down ATP. ATP. Your health food store will know what it is.
Oh, okay.
It gives your body energy. It's one of the first chemicals made in the body. It helps the body just keep itself moving. It's like the life force beginning, and yours is down.
Mm-hmm.
It's causing some issues with reproduction. That seems to be low. Your liver is right in the middle of your liver's crummy, cruddy. I don't know how else to politely put that.
Cruddy?
Cruddy. And it's causing lots of issues with your kidneys, the function of the kidneys, not the physical kidney, but the function of the kidney is just way overworked. So you have a lack of oxygenation and a dirty liver, and you don't have enough energy balancing your node of G, so you don't have all that you need being pulled out of your bowel by way of your vitamins and nutrients. But it looks like it's a lack of oxygen, and when that happens, you just start to rust from the inside out.
So I wonder if the colonics would help that.
I would do something really gentle in your case. So tell them to take it really easy because you have a lot of energy on one side of the bowel, but not on the other. So what you really need is balance, so you might want to do it with herbs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady that has a show on BBS, the Herb Lady. Her name is Susan Gingrich. So you might want to get in touch with her, and she can just tell you in a second what herb that might be.
Oh.
You could probably ask Heather for that number, too. I know we keep her number handy for people.
Oh, okay.
But she has a show. I think it's on Thursday night. And I think she does call-in. So you could tell her you talk to us and you're interested in gently cleaning the bowel and reestablishing the lining of the bowel. She's probably going to tell you B vitamins, too, because niacin and B1 both are involved with the bowel, but B1 in particular is involved with the immune system and thymopoietin and those kinds of things. So that's the note of E, and you have very little E. You only have a 3 hit on E, but you're running on some spiritual energy that's keeping you moving, and it's just from soul, self, and spirit. That's keeping you moving.
Lucky, lucky me.
Pardon?
I said, lucky me. Well, I'm so happy to have found you.
One of the things that we find with people who are really sensitive, like mediums and psychics and intuitive, their tolerance levels are very narrow. When you look at a glucose tolerance level test, it'll tell you 80 to 120 or something. But when you get somebody who's as sensitive on these high levels as you are, then your tolerance level is going to be like 96 to 102. So the more sensitive you get, the more aware and open you are on other levels, the more narrow your physical tolerance gets.
Oh, darn.
That's really interesting, sir. I've never heard that before.
And how long have you been hanging around here?
I know. So are you saying, like, the more sensitive psychically you are, the more, or I should say, less likely you are to be healthy?
It looks like it. And it really takes a lot of willpower to do both of it. It's in an article we wrote that's in one of our published papers. It's called When Psychic Isn't Psychic Anymore. And we interviewed thousands of psychics over about a 5-year period when I was traveling on the road, sensitive or anybody who's saying they were intuitive, and we found several correlations to their physical body and what a toll, I guess, that being intuitive takes on the physical body. The first thing it does is just blow your blood sugar so that It takes so much more of your brain power to open up these other channels. So blood sugar is the first one to go. Heather, can we post that article on the site, the information?
Absolutely.
Or on NutriSound?
I'd love to read that myself. That's one I've not run across. All the hundreds of articles that we have around here.
Well, that was a really old one. We did that in the early 80s. We did it as a project when I was going to Ohio University.
I'm going to have to dig through the archives.
I was teaching parapsychology there at the community university. Did that for about 10 years. And that's one of the projects that the students took on every quarter, to go out and interview people and see what was going on with their physiology.
That's fascinating. So what did their voice prints look like, Sherry?
The psychics?
Yeah.
They had a break between their normal voice and just like Lauren does here. You know, I did that all from my head. Lauren, I have not even asked the computer to do anything. I just looked at your graph. I should print out this graph for you.
Yeah.
L-A-U-R-E-N? And give me the first initial of your last name.
Oh, C. It's Laura. L-A-U-R-A. And
okay.
The last name is starts with a C.
L-A-U-R-A. Okay. Mm-hmm. And a date of birth, and you can make it up if you want.
Oh, no, no. It's 8-9-49.
Okay, and what did you talk about? You talked about coast to coast.
No, I was just talking about finding this wonderful station. I've been familiar with coast to coast, but this BNS is, I've got a wonderful array of people. I can see that, and apparently that's a very large network, but I wasn't familiar with it. I was kind of excited when I was talking. See, I was really happy to hear you and to find the station. I was talking to some really nice fellow before that answered the phone. It just sounded like there's some wonderful energy there. Just all kinds of good energy.
Don and Doug Newsom put this show, or this whole station, together just by the seat of their pants and with their own gumption. And it is for the people, by the people. And if you want the truth, tune in to BBS. Because
I was telling him about how I spent all these years marching on Washington and getting tear gassed and marching for animal rights and everything from protesting the Vietnam War. I said, at this point in my life, I'm still active, but I'm letter writing and phone calling. I'm not marching so much anymore. But they've got all kinds of wonderful things going on and exposure, and we need that. We've got to keep our vitamins and our herbs.
Well, send emails to everybody you know. Tune in to BBS.
Oh, I do, and I will. I'll send that out to everybody I know, too. And
I'm delighted to have had a chance to talk
to you, and I don't want to hog all your time because I'm going to be in touch. I would really love to be a practitioner myself. I don't know that I can pursue that quite as much as I'd like to at this point, but I want to get involved somehow.
I think you'd make a wonderful practitioner.
Well, I think this is fascinating. But first of all, I'll try doing my own, getting in touch with Heather and getting my own imprint done. And I'd like to look it over, and I'm going to think about that real seriously.
But I have to warn you, this is something directly out of your print. You sometimes jump into a project without thinking how it will influence others. So that seems appropriate. Put your plans on paper first and think each step through.
Yeah. No, I know I'm impulsive. Not as much so these days, though. But I mean, it just sounds real interesting. That's why I want to look at my own imprint and evaluate it and give it some thought. It's not something I'm capable of doing right now financially, but maybe in the future, in the near future, possibly, or not so far away future.
Yeah, well, the course starts from free to up to $4,400, so you can start any place in there. But we will send you this printout.
Oh, thank you.
We don't want you to give your email on the air, but please do get in touch with Heather.
Oh, yeah.
And see that this gets to you.
Oh, I will. And so I just write to her at your website, the regular email. You told me, but I didn't write it down.
Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R,
vocalprofiling.com. Oh, at vocalprofiling.com. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Sherry, I just want to thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Found it very interesting, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you again. I'll give somebody else a chance to talk to you. I'm sure they're waiting. And I can listen to you on the radio.
Okay.
Well, thank
we'll
you
talk
very
later.
Much. Okay, later.
Bye.
Bye. Namaste.
Namaste. I don't know if we have any other listener on the line. If we do, speak up, listener.
Hello, Sherry. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm fine. Who's this?
Well, this here's Mike. I believe
Hi,
I missed
Mike.
The show last week, but it's Fireman Mike.
That's my fireman, Sherry.
Oh, okay.
I think he's called in to ask you a question.
Well, I could cheat and just tell you about Heather if you like.
Don't tell all my secrets.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to put you in the machine. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just leave it up to you. Like I said, I missed your show last week. So, like I said, I understand that you guys had a pretty good conversation. And I just got back into town a few months ago, and I thought I'd try catching you all while you was on the air. And like I said, just kind of talk with you for a minute.
Heather, when's your birthday?
February 27th. 1969.
So you're a Pisces?
I am a Pisces.
I don't believe you're a Pisces.
You told me that before.
You must be a late baby. You're an Aquarius head. You know, that's where all your stuff is. Heather knows what's going on in people's minds before they say it. That's an Aquarian trait. Okay, Mike, I'm going to push a button, and you're going to start talking, and I won't come back on the line until we have 500 hits from you. So you're just going to blab away about your day or whatever you want an answer about. Is that okay?
Boy, that sounds pretty tough.
Can you do it? Can you speak up just a bit?
Sure. That could be kind of tough. Okay, I can talk about the weekend.
Okay. Go.
Hi, Sherry. I thought I'd give you a call tonight. Had a really good weekend. Had some excellent quality time with my son up in Northern Ohio, and well, I'd say with little ones, it's just amazing how they can enlighten you and kind of give you some direction on life and what's life all about. So, like I said, absolutely had a beautiful weekend sharing some time with him, even though he's only 4.5 years old. The little people in our lives just can totally change everything. So, had a good time, and like I said, I'm sorry I missed your show last weekend, but unfortunately I wasn't able to get online quick enough and catch it. So, be kind of curious to talk with you and Heather and see how things are going, and kind of go from there.
You quit talking to us, Mike.
I just ran out of things
to say.
Well, I can do it from this, so that's all right. You have very gut-level charm and ability to see what's right from the perspective of everybody else. You're not a selfish person when it comes to that. You have a lot A-sharp. It's your highest note. So I don't know if that means that your left brain and Heather's right brain, that's probably what's going on. So this makes for a nice, needy relationship. Now, notice I said needy. You need each other's sounds.
Sure.
You have 165 hits. A very large percentage of your hits are in A-sharp. The rest of them are like 66, 24, 47, that kind of thing. Very, very mental. I was surprised about this, but very mental when it comes to C and C sharp in your voice. And when you were talking about not being able to listen to the show, it came out in C sharp. That means it was truthful, and it means there's something unfair or unjust, or you thought somebody, the justice wasn't going to be served that you didn't listen to the show. And I don't know what that means. I just find it really unusual. There are some heart issues, Mike, that we need to pay attention to. Have you been told that before?
What kind of issues?
Heart.
Heart? No, I haven't.
Heart. Yeah. You have a void in heart and kidney. So maybe we should look at your mineralization. and see what's going on there. You have a total void in the kidney organ itself. So it's very unbalanced when it comes to your heart and feeding your heart. Some of the things that feed the heart, taurine, carnitine. Do you eat a lot of meat?
Occasionally, probably more so than what I should.
Well, we need to look at your carnitine and what's being extracted there. High sense of justice. And the justice stuff is coming from your intellect rather than your emotions. That's kind of odd. You, too, have a crummy liver, so we need to look at that. Your note of E is down. That also is oxygenation, and it feeds the heart. So there's a bit of an issue there. I would be really interested to open... to open another voice print and have Heather talk about her family like you did, and I'll compare the two right here and see where you're going to have trouble.
Should I talk about my family?
That's what he talked about.
Okay.
So, Mike, you ready for this to come out on the air since you and Heather are
I'm
an item?
For this.
What did he say?
I didn't hear that either.
I said, yes, I'm ready.
Oh,
ready.
Wow.
We'll see.
Sounds like a keeper, Heather, already.
He's adventurous.
Okay.
What did she say?
Heather, I'm going to push a button, and you're going to talk.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Well, this past weekend, I got to bring my two little boys, who are 12 and 7, not so little anymore, but I got to bring them up to our new facility here in Albany. They thought it was wonderful because it's an old school that we've converted here. And they got to play basketball in the gym, and they got to run around outside on the playground, and they got to meet all the other girls' kids, and it was a really good time. And they got to go see all the different classrooms, and my oldest son got to check out all the new computers here at work.
Got it. You can talk. You got the 500 easy.
I can do that. Yes, I can.
Now, your highest note is Scorpio.
Hmm.
When's your birthday, Mike?
You're not going to believe this.
What?
March 16th.
March 16th? So you're a Pisces.
Yes. Yes.
That's okay. You both have a void in D, the note of D. And D is about food. And... types of food and toxins and liver and that kind of thing. I'm trying to arrange these so I can see them both right next to each other, and I'm having a hard time squishing them up here. Scorpio energy deals with the ability to see other people's emotions. It deals with physical and spending your life dealing with physical issues, not necessarily home kind of issues, but people who are farmers and that kind of thing that spend a lot of their life dealing with physical things.
Okay.
And keeping physical things in priority and keeping them safe and all that. Mike has almost a void in G, and Heather has a lot of G, so you're going to meet there. As also another, let me stretch this out here so I can make sure. So G is a very good place for you guys to come together. It's teal, it's turquoise, it's just physicalness. It's property, it's furniture, it's home, it's, so maybe some of the strife is going to be, a different kind of location or properties kind of thing. Heather has a high F-sharp, where you have a low F-sharp. She has a high F that supports your kidney issues. You both have C missing, so there's heart issues, physical heart issues. Heather, I should put this the other way. Mike, you have more justice issues than Heather does. Hers doesn't show at all, which means that she is either learned that lesson about justice or it's just not of concern to her.
I prefer to think I've learned that lesson several times.
Okay. you're both totally void at D. How do you feel about orange, Mike?
Orange, the color orange or the fruit?
the color orange.
I like it.
Heather, how do you feel about orange?
I could take it or leave it.
Okay. Heather, how do you feel about blue?
I don't really like blue.
Wow. Well, I can't tell you how to deal with this 00 in D, except it's liver, pancreas, and gallbladder. So you either both have bad livers and bad enzymes because there's an incompatibility with the color. It's either orange or blue. You know, orange and violet are opposites by light. You like violets, Heather?
You know I do.
You like violets? I didn't know that.
Pink, purple, violet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So your relationship is a processing one. That's how you're going to get through this D. Since it's orange and violet, they're opposites by light, there's going to be a lot of emotional, mental, spiritual things going on this relationship. And you probably, especially you, Heather, have issues with food processing and probably some emotional issues tied to that that deal with a Gemini. A Gemini person. Heather, the most imbalance in your chart is C-sharp and G. The most imbalance in Mike's chart is A-sharp and E. So his is oxygen, and yours is bowel and minerals.
Hmm. Interesting.
You have a question about your relationship I can answer?
Is it going to work? What do you think?
Is it going to work?
Yeah.
Well, isn't the fun in trying?
I was going to ask the same thing, but in straight English, are we compatible?
Yes.
Heather says yes. you are good complements to each other, and if you'll remember that you've got issues with energy, that's going to be a problem, and justice, who's right? So those are the two spots in your chart that are going to be an issue. She complements your low back and kidney stuff. You complement her immune stuff. So that works out well. He has a lot of A-sharp. Heather has her A-sharp split, so you're going to help her get her system of how she deals with other people's thinking together and brings her some insight there. But you're both going to have to work on the D.
Work on the D. Okay. I can do that.
Liver cleanse might be a good start. We had a guy on Monday night at Conscious Health that had a nice chapter about learning and cleansing the body. But both of you lack liver energy, so you're both going to have some get-up-and-go issues. You got to have a real motivation to get up and move quick.
That's very true. Very true. Although he's a fireman, he has to get up and get and move quick.
I probably should save these before. I'm going to put topic for Heather. I'm going to put Mike. I'm going to put topic for Mike, Heather, but that really isn't the truth. but I want to save these before I lose them. Because if I open another one, if we got another caller, I am going to lose. Mike, you can T-A-T-H-E-R. Before I'm trying to do two things at once here. We can do your vocal print when we get the sound room up and running. We're just totally torn apart and can't see people at this point. We had to cancel some appointments this week because like half the furniture is one place and half is the other, and it makes it really hard to work.
Yeah, we're getting it all together though.
But Heather can run your voice on the liver. We've got a template for liver that we can run it through, and so we can just see what some of the issues are. How's that?
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd like to try that.
Is that more than you expected or less?
More. Definitely more.
Did Heather make you do this?
Very interesting.
I didn't make him. I just thought it'd be interesting to find out because I was curious.
We look at compatibilities like this a lot. We did a study early on about women who just went back to their partner, and that sounds sexist, but no men came in beat up. But women who went back to spouses and partners that just beat them up bad, they usually had a missing note, a void there, and they would go back because they needed that signature sound, that note that person had. And so we usually started them with just music. You know, Heather, one of the songs in Strong D is that Otmar Liebert's Nueve Flamenco.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when we play that in class when people get their energy down?
I do.
You like that note?
Yeah, actually I do.
Well, let's find some other notes of D in your chart. We'll put that music in your house, and you guys won't have to do a thing.
Sounds wonderful.
The sounds will be there. Somewhere we have a music list. Can we post that for people?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. We are out of time. We didn't get to Rosie. We didn't get to Jay-Z Knight. But we showed some people what we can do with compatibilities and having people online with us. This is incredible. We got to go, guys. I just noticed the time.
It's been fun, and thank
well,
you, Sherry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We got a lot more to share.
Yes, we sure do.
I can't believe it's out of time. Till next week, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.